The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments. Many of these screenshot, perhaps sent in by you, the P1s, anonymously, of course, to the RiseGuys at AOL.com, and as always, names changed to protect
the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing.
Oh. I forgot I had to clap. It's time for a very special Halloween edition of Facebook fussing. Scene one. Playing the role of Cody Pendant. It's Fat Boy.
Yay.
Playing the role of Heavy Onions is Matt Man.
Nice.
And playing the role of Ulysses S. Head is
Paige. That's got to be the best fussing name ever.
And action.
Cody Pendant posts the following in the Blank Blanks Estates Facebook page group. Just to let you all know, I saw the signs that went up on Monday morning. Well, Guinevere and I absolutely know that this is a shot at us, and we will not live here amongst this hate.
Oh, snap. The 1 month that I end up going to Vegas and this happens. I'm sorry the people that live in our residential area are treating you and Guinevere bad. I can only imagine, and I am sorry that you and her are going through this.
I'm sorry. Heavy Onions, is it? Is that some type of performance name? Sorry I've not had the honor of meeting you, Heavy Onions. And did you say a month stay in Vegas?
Oh, okay, yeah, my bad. I thought I met you at the yarn sale last weekend. But yeah, Heavy Onions is my performance name. My real name is Jeremy Ellen Burns. Yeah, I've been out here for a month. I come back November 2.
Oh, well, no, I didn't meet you at a yarn sale. Or maybe you meant yard sale. Why, we simply don't allow them in this community.
Okay, yeah, I did mean yard sale. Good eye.
Thanks. Yes, I'm sorry, Heavy Onions, but do you live here in Blank Blank's Estates?
Oh, snap. Man, I done messed up. I live in Blank's Blank Estates. Uh-oh. I'm right here in the wrong Facebook group. Ah!
You're a crybaby, Cody? We don't want people like you living here anyways.
Spit emoji.
Thank you for saying that for me.
Wow, what have I, Heavy Onions, FKA Jeremy Ellen Burns, done stumbled into?
Nah, I should have never posted here. It will only make it worse.
Okay, I know I'm not your neighbor. All right, I admit this. I lied, okay? You got me. I actually live over at Blank's Apartments, and I bring my kids to your neighborhood to go trick-or-treating. So I look at your Facebook page, and I'm going to see who's giving out what. Because y'all over there are getting in the wars over who's giving away the best candy. Honestly, the winners are my kids. But now, Cody, I feel as though the Lord has sent me here to be an ally for you. I am a free listening ear. What are they doing to you, man?
Okay, this is a really weird conversation to have with someone who just admitted they case my neighborhood on Facebook to see about the candy, but okay.
We're doing footlong Snickerbars. Go to hell, Cody, you nasty F.
Which F?
The one that ends with R.
Okay, I'll take that. Just wanted to verify you didn't mean...
Cody, you do not have to take this. What kind of signs did they put up? What kind of hatred and or bigotry are you facing?
Heavy Funyuns, I posted a Pikachu of the sign of, it reads, keep dogs off during trick-or-treating, please.
It says keep dogs on lease.
Oh, sorry.
During trick-or-treating, please. To that, Heavy Onion says,
is it supposed to say lease?
Yeah, I screwed up. Hang on, I gotta get back. Yeah, I screwed up. But only put the signs up because of you. And well, so what? If the shoe fits.
I knew it was you sending those ransom style letters with the cutout words talking about my dog.
Oh hell nah! You like threatening the life of his dog via ransom letters. Did his dog bit you on the leg or what? Because you're talking about doing a movie 7 on his canine if you pick it up when I'm laying down.
No, my dog didn't bite him.
No, it was worse.
Okay, I ain't even gonna guess then.
We had a Nightmare Before Christmas blow-up bouncy house for our grandchildren at Halloween.
Oh, okay. So his dog bit a hoe in the inflation house?
No, worse. He pooed in the bouncy house.
Okay. Well, that sucks. Now, are we talking about his dog? Not him, right?
Heavy, come on, bud. Whose side are you even on now?
Look, I am Judge passing through, looking for the good candy neighborhoods for my kids, but Ulysses, now I know it sucks that his dog dropped a loaf in your granddaughter's jumper bouncer house, but you putting letters up and flies around the neighborhood?
It was worse. My granddaughter had to sleep over that night, and they slept in the bouncy house all night, and they were covered in it in the morning.
Oh, man, I'm getting sick just thinking about all this.
Ulysses, please, just stop.
My wife thought at first it was just chocolate. When she found out it wasn't the hard way, well, she spanked my granddaughter thinking that they pooed the bouncy house.
Oh, man. Man, y'all nasty. I'm sick of guessing even bringing my kids there now. But I will say, that granddaughters didn't do that. How did you know that, though? How did you know it was his dog?
Okay, fine. My dog had worms at the time, okay? Fine. Are you happy now?
Oh, your poor grandbabies.
End scene.
Oh, my God.
That name. I thought Griff Kenny Jr. was my favorite name.
Ulysses S. Head takes it.
Head takes it.
Heavy, I'll tell you where Heavy Onions came from. It was from an acquaintance that went to a certain restaurant called The Clock. And anyway, the name on the to-go box, they wrote it in the places. His name was Heavy Onions and that he had just ordered his name. You understand? So his order came, they called his name out as Heavy Onions. Anyway, that's behind the Facebook
question. She said Heavy Funyuns.
Well, that was wordplay on that. Cool. The other part, though, I was going to come over there.
The inflation house.
People do
house.
That, you know they do. The inflation house. All right, scene 2. Let's stay on time. Facebook.com/RiseGuys. Instagram at The Rise Guys. Scene 2. Playing the role of Freddy will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Nancy will be Matt Man. And playing the role of Mom will be Paige. And action. Really, Freddy? Hiding behind my curtains? What are you, my mom trying to surprise me on my birthday?
Look, kid. I'm working with what I got here, all right? The dream budget doesn't exactly come with special effects. I can't see, TBH.
What the hell's that supposed to mean? I thought my only daughter liked getting surprised. Nancy, are you okay?
Well, Freddy, maybe that explains that hideous sweater. You know, red and green aren't exactly I'm here to scare you colors, okay? They're more like Christmas card disaster.
This sweater? This sweater right here is iconic, all right? I handpicked it myself. I wanted to let this in. Dangerous, yet comfortable.
Comfortable? With those knives on your hand? Are you trying to scare me or just poke a bunch of holes in my mom's couch?
Who poked a hole in my couch?
Hey, this glove is a killer. The blade's custom made. Cost me a fortune too, you know. You think a guy like me would get a discount on creepy accessories, but nope. Full price.
Yeah, I bet. So what's the plan, Freddy? Are you gonna haunt my dreams forever with your terrible fashion choices?
I mean, I guess. I used to be more dramatic. Scare kid here. Haunt a nightmare there, but these days, well, the hours are tough, and you kids are always on your phones, drinking Red Bulls and never sleeping. Not even paying attention to this suspense. It's exhausting.
Sounds rough. Have you ever thought about switching things up? I don't know, maybe haunting people in a grocery store or something like that. You could be Freddy, the friendly nightmare consultant.
You think so? I mean, I do give good life advice. Always check behind the shower curtain.
Okay, Nance, what the hell is this? Are you okay? Is my couch okay? Why are you and Freddy talking about this?
Damn it, Mom!
What?
We're role-playing, all right?
What, Nancy, are you okay? Fred, where are you?
I'm here. I'm at home. We both are. She's upstairs. We're just doing a thing.
Mom, please stop, okay? It's 2 a.m. Go to bed.
Are you two writing a book? Role play? What is this?
We're role playing. And I'm going to go upstairs and have Halloween-themed sex with your daughter as soon as you STFU.
Freddy, don't talk to my mom like that.
Oh, please come over and get one of your dad's Viagra for Freddy. No big whoop.
Insane.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys morning show.
Hey, this is a real like last minute idea that I had off the air, and I don't know if it's even feasible. It might be too early. It might not even be a thing. I thought it'd be fun if you're in the car with your kids, like on the way to school or whatever now, and you get them to call in and tell us what they're going to be for Halloween.
Yeah, it would be interesting to know what the hot costumes are.
Yeah. Or, you know, just those little things where you just have a kid call in, you know, or whatever. Like, I'm going to be a Ninja Turtle or whatever.
That's cute.
I'm going to be an influencer.
I'm going to be a simp.
Ha, ha, ha. You learn after your daddy, don't you?
Yeah.
He already is one.
Bart Simp.
I can't stop saying it. I call people that in traffic. I'll yell it out.
Well, if you are in the car with your kids, you know, live right now at 7:08 a.m., if you're in the car and you know, they're in the mood to talk or whatever. We don't want any timid kids right now. We want those little rays of sunshine, you know, that you have to call in. And this is not to put you over either, parents. Obviously, it cost a lot of money. I think I read the other day $43 is the average price for a kid's Halloween costume.
Jesus.
That's fairly high.
How much?
$43 is the... I read that on a financial website that who knows what they're blocking for, but nevertheless, I was like, yeah, I mean...
That sounds a little hot.
God, yeah, I hope it's better than just like a, like the old costumes, the vinyl front and the...
Yeah, but what did they cost?
Ties like, no in the clue. Back.
Oh, yeah, so the phone number, 1-800-774-0093. Just a fun little thingamajig, you know, just to see. And
yeah,
plus,
why not? That'd be good.
To have the children come on and... Now, what's weird is I would always sleep in the car on the way to school. I would catch an extra little nap pre-homeroom.
Now, if you cut your
but I live 5 minutes from a school, so it was kind of a wasteless thing, but I would still do my best to go back to sleep for five freaking minutes.
Did you wear your costume after Halloween? Because it was so much fun to wear.
Around the house, yes. Yes.
Yeah, I did.
That's what the Batman cape that I ended up almost asphyxiating on myself.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was on a... I jumped off the couch wearing it, uh-huh. And it was... My mom says that I did it. I would always put it around this rocking chair to keep it from, like, getting on the floor because it was my Batman cape. You
yeah,
know, blah,
that's
blah,
awesome.
Blah. Well, I put it on and then jumped off, and what? It was still hooked to the chair. And
oh,
I ended up,
my God. You could have killed yourself.
Like, almost... Well, if I was a skinnier kid, I could have, but I ended up breaking the rocking chair.
Okay. Okay.
I broke your rocking chair. Remember that one?
That's fun.
All right, look, we're going to go to line three.
Bruce.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey, who's this?
So this is Sterling. I'm in Iva, South Carolina, and I got two kids in the car line
that want to tell you what they are for Halloween.
Oh, oh yay.
Will you introduce them to us?
All right. First, you got Tommy Joe. She's my four-year-old daughter. Tell them what you're going to be.
A bumblebee.
Tommy Joe, you're going to be a bumblebee. That's sweet.
That's pretty cool. That's
and then you got my seven-year-old son, Steel, and he's going to be...
A skeleton.
Oh, scary.
Steel, that's awesome. Also, your name is awesome, Steel. That is good. I mean, Tammy Joe, yours as well. But, like, that, the good names there, Sterling. Well, look, your name is Sterling.
Yeah, Sterling's good, too.
Yeah, what's mom's name? You want to name drop her right now?
Yeah, McKenzie.
Look at this name.
Yeah, this is a good family.
I want to write y'all Christmas cards just to write your names over and over again. All right.
Hey, guys. I appreciate
Skeleton
it.
And Bumblebee.
Y'all going down my road.
That's right.
You won't stop talking.
Happy Halloween. I understand, sir. Thank you, Sterling. Have a good morning. Aww.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Goodbye. Look how quick.
That was fun.
That was very nice.
A bumblebee.
Yeah.
I love it.
The Matthew, skeleton. You ain't going to be a skeleton. I was the son of a...
I'd wear that a lot.
Music
though.
Director. I could not be a skeleton. You can do it around the neighborhood, but not church.
Maybe.
But we raised Jesus from the dead, Mama. Well, that's a different thing. Where do you want to go, Fat Boy? Four?
Yeah, let's go to four.
Four. We will talk to Nicole. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Who are we going to talk to in the back seat?
We have Elijah
that's a good
and
name.
Riley.
Great names great today. Names. Good morning, Elijah and Riley. What are y'all going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to be Ghostface from the movie Scream.
Oh, that's good.
I'm
going
to be a
What was the young lady? What did she say?
And I'm going to be a Care Bear.
Oh, Care Bear.
Oh, Care Bears are good.
Dude, you got to be the blue one.
Fat Boy's Grumpy Bear today.
He's Grumpy Bear.
He really
bear.
Is. Heck yeah.
Have
y'all have a safe Halloween. Thank y'all for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole.
Was that Mary Beth?
Thank you.
No, that was Nicole. That was not Mary Beth.
Mary Beth is always good.
Right, look at these phones. We could do this for 2 hours.
This is fun.
Let's listen to Fat Boy. No, we can't.
I'm getting ideas for tonight.
He's actually working over there. Look at him. Let's go to Ken on line one. Hey, Ken. Oh, do we lose Ken?
No, I got to put him up.
Oh. Hey, Ken.
Hey,
Ken, you want to play a game?
Hey, my kids have gotten all, like, shy on me. So, my son said he's going to be a pimp like me.
Oh, sure he did.
And my daughter, oh, she's going to be a fat whore like her mother.
That's America.
Lord no, you didn't.
You know, we take a moment.
You know what?
You did not.
That was nice. Then Ken had to call.
Thank you, Ken.
Ken.
I think Ken's going through a divorce now, maybe. He is now.
He was waiting on that one.
Wow. Okay.
Whew, what was that? The fat
are we
going to
tempt
mother?
Ourselves in doing? I want to keep doing it because
this is bad.
It's a sweet little thing, but
the hell.
Let's go to Ollie. We'll try one more. Ollie, good morning.
Good morning.
What are we addressing? I don't know if Ollie, are you the parent or the child?
I'm the child.
Okay. Good.
There we go.
Ollie, what are you going to do for Halloween?
I'm going to be Spider-Man. Keeping it simple.
Look Heck at yeah. that.
Look
That's
at
right.
you.
You don't want to sit there and take forever to get dressed, and then by the end of the night, it's all just coming off real fast anyway. I think of that the same way as I do lingerie. Ask your mom.
Yeah.
All right. Not your mom. I mean,
stop.
It like that, Ollie. Oh, jeez.
He's got Spidey moves
Ollie,
and everything.
I owe you like a bag of candy. I do. You know what? You. Oh, Lord.
That was a great your mom.
I didn't mean it like that, though. I just meant like that's something you'd ask a parent about. All right, Ollie. Happy Halloween.
Bye, Ollie.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Spider-Man. The freaking
Bye,
man.
Bye, Spidey.
Oh, Lord.
That's cute.
See, that's the way it came
Thank
out.
Thank you.
I just was trying to make a funny little thing. And
Mary Beth liked it.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
What's going right. on here?
God, there's so many calls.
You know what?
We should do this again. That was fun.
Well.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
He's of legend status. I mean, he really is. If you're, if you're, like, if other P1s talk about you and you're, I don't want to say, but if you're a P1 as well, like, you've reached legendary status in that world. Because especially if they've never met you.
I mean, look what all he's told us. He's gotten Cialis from his grandpa at the VA. He carries his buddy to the drug rehab.
Didn't he trade Suboxone for BJ's once?
I think he did.
Wasn't that one of the stories? I thought.
Love it.
The Wholesale Club.
Yes.
It was a membership card. All right. Let's go to the legendary party man, Dan. Oh, Daniel.
How's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, man.
All right, so Fat Boy is relating to me some text messages, and I mean, what do you want? I don't know if everything you've shared with him is what you want to share. So you share, and then we'll see where this goes. It has to do with threesomes, I understand.
Oh, no, wouldn't it?
Why are you not?
No, in a threesome, but it was a girl.
Oh, well, there's
I mean a woman, whatever.
Dude, I know.
Let's clarify.
I know you have to.
Girl.
You do, because when if you're on the outside, you hear that story, you're like, what?
I don't want to see headlines that Party Man Dan was at a freak off.
No.
No.
Dan looks awful in all white. I don't know if you've seen him before. right, Dan, in all white, it's not a good look.
Right.
So, all right, tell us about this girl. Or tell me, or tell everyone. You've told Fat Boy, and he's...
We got questions.
He's got questions. I know I will, too.
Yeah. Well, it was during the hurricane, and I had known, oddly enough, know her through my roommate that I knew the other girl from jail from.
Oh, Lord.
And I know... And
you're just taking
roommate.
Women like hand-me-downs.
I know. I don't want to sidetrack.
Well,
I got questions about that
my
girl, too.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, that girl never worked out, right? The one from jail?
No. No, she got back on drugs and came over here and tried to offer with her dealer and stuff. So
a threesome with the dealer?
I think from that story, she was wanting Dan to pay for his and hers.
Oh.
And then... You know, maybe she would leave with the drug dealer.
Well, she was wanting to give me something, either drugs or, you know, sex, or to use my car. Remember? And I said it would have never come back. Like it would have either got wrecked or they would have been messed up and or turning tricks in the car or whatever.
Wow. You should have waited until after. Say, so, guess what?
She's
is
a
that
magician.
A guess?
She's a magician.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? It could well have been on. Gaslight on.
They could have charged the premium. Is this Party Man Dan's car?
The
legend. Hell yeah.
So, okay, so you a girl during the hurricane, like on that Friday, that awful Friday?
She lives on the same road as me. I'm number 5 and she's number...
That's not...
Yeah, I know. Just in the 20s, say. So, you know, close.
Okay.
And I knew her, like I said, through my the roommate that I knew the same jail girl from.
Okay.
Because she had,
All right.
And anyway, it was during, like, beginning, just a couple days of the power outage. And she just showed up. I hadn't seen her. Like, he's been gone for over 2 years since September.
Yeah.
Of 2022. So I hadn't seen her since probably a year before that.
What do you think she was trying to do? See if you had power or internet or?
Not from just a couple blocks up the street.
That's a good point.
That's a very good point.
I mean, it's the same. Yeah. Sorry. No, I didn't mean it like that. But I was just saying, like, you know, obviously, you know, we all in this area.
Yeah.
It was unsolicited, right? She just comes over and, like,
she knocked on the door, and I didn't know who the hell it was. It was, like, 3:30 in the morning.
What? And,
Not
even a courtesy you up text.
City was looking like a ghost town?
No, nothing. I got nothing. I don't think she knows
Did
my number,
Did you have
number,
sex with the ghost of Hank Williams, by chance? 3:30 in the morning.
Are you ready for some butt cheeks?
Not a soul in sight. The hurricane ruined this city. All right, so
are you ready for a 2-man party?
So she knocks on the door 3:30. You didn't know who the hell it is. You look out the
banging on the door, and I was pretty messed up. And
how so? Because it was 3:30 in the morning.
Drinking.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
He drinks vodka.
But anyway,
right?
so.
Oh, no.
So I answered the door, or I said, who was it? And she said her name, and so I answered the door. And but I guess she was kind of drunk, too. We kind of both were.
And, this is getting good.
But, yeah, she just, it was weird because, like, you know, she was like, hey, how have you been? I haven't seen you, because I haven't seen her in a couple of years. And so, yeah, I just, I sat down on the couch or whatever, on my futon.
You knew what was going to happen as soon as she came in, like, you know.
Well, no, I don't know.
It's 3:30.
No, I was giving her, like, I've got a couch to my right, and I sleep on the futon here. The couch was able for her to sit down, but I sat down on the futon, and she sat down, got on top of me, and then it just, like, was very, I mean, it just kind of was on from there. It was really, like, I was very shocked. And, like, it kind of just, I don't know.
Have you
remember? I don't know if you remember Matthew. I didn't hear from her at all until about 3 days ago. So that was probably about a week and a half.
Yeah.
I didn't know what happened.
Okay.
But I don't know if you remember, Matthew, when I called in to check in, like, from the hurricane or whatever,
yep.
And then I just kind of vaguely mentioned something about her, and you said something about, what about the girl, and then you said, or did you not call to talk about that? And I said, I hadn't called. You just mentioned that, and I mentioned something, so I was, you know, kind of finally, you know, I had tried, you know, I figured I'd call in and talk about that.
We talking about like an hour or two this is going on, or?
Well, she was here for like probably an hour, yeah.
Yeah.
At the most.
Scale of 1 to 10. I mean,
man. Yeah, well.
The normal one.
Considering it had been like 2 years, a little over 2 years since then, like an 8, 9 for sure. But she was, she's gorgeous. I mean, I think she's very pretty. Fat Boy should have the email.
I was about to say, Party Man. We got
a picture?
Yeah.
We got a picture.
We got to see him.
You want to prove a little honest? No, I'm not going to do that.
That's mean.
Do it brutally honest. Yeah, do it. Do it. No, I'm serious.
I know. I'm not going like to. That's not fair.
Top five, right, probably top three to top five ever. And bucket list. Tell him bucket list, and he'll see why when he sees the picture.
Okay.
You know, hearing the word bucket with no headphones on sound like you said a bad word.
Plus, you're making me hungry, too.
So you talking about in the yellow?
Bucket list, and you'll see why when you see the
yellow
picture, and you'll know.
Yellow.
You probably can't mention it on the radio. But.
Is she in yellow here?
Well, that's the body, and then the face pic I picked out is her profile picture now.
Okay, hold on. I need to look at
that. I sent two.
All right, let's see if we can. Let me pull this.
Because Fat Boy always said he wanted the body, you know, to match it to see what, you know, like with the other girl.
I think Fat Boy's liking her.
That's just a corporate training.
Dang,
Dan.
Because
I told me to ask.
I mean, she's very pretty. Very nice tattoos as well.
Dan, I kind of don't believe it.
Oh,
good Lord.
You're mean, Fat Boy.
I know. I knew that was going to happen. I really did. It's okay. I mean, I knew it was going to happen. I just...
very attractive.
I figured I'd call in anyway. Yeah, I know, and that's what...
And you like her, too, so
again,
maybe
remember
this
what I said? We were both drunk. I mean, so...
Well,
I mean,
keep her drunk.
If she was sober, probably never would have happened.
Is this the hottest girl you've ever been with?
Yeah, that's what I was saying, like, top... Three easy.
Top.
But
so
I
there's
used to
two
look
more
a lot
that
better.
Might be. Damn.
Dude, I used to look a lot better when I was like 17,
see,
18.
You got to get the confidence level back.
You got swagger,
I'm just saying,
right?
I worked at a gym, so I was able to work out for free, and I get steroids and cocaine, and so I look a lot better.
Hang on a second. Wait a minute. Oh, are we talking about like you were on like cycles with the syringe, like a few CCs?
Yeah, mass cycles.
No, not syringe. Well, no, back then I didn't use needles.
Okay.
That was... a year later. But no, I would. But I would do like mass tabs or D-draw and stuff, and then I would do the cycles with the.
Wait, if test.
Testosterone, yes,
Jesus,
thank you.
Damn.
The testosterone, yeah, and then a 30 day of nothing.
Did you ever get any side effects?
It was like 30. It was 30 days of steroid pills, 30 days of testosterone, and then 30 days of nothing. And that's how you did it to keep your, you know.
So this girl, she didn't say, "Wow, your balls are really small. Have you done steroids?"
No, because that, it don't work like that when you do it right.
Wait a minute. So
when you work at a gym,
this is a new side of you. You used to work at a gym. That's
what
crazy.
I was saying. I was 17 though.
So you were doing coke and working out
and
month.
Steroids.
Oh yes.
How'd you get the coke? They just walk up to you.
Me and the manager would do coke in the back while I was working.
That's how y'all kept the energy up. I'm over drinking Red Bulls. Y'all were doing booger sugar.
Yeah, my God. We were doing like the Lord of War thing where I just snorted the Ukraine or whatever he said. I know that boy made that movie. We were snorting it off a map.
No, you snorted it on me. No, you didn't.
Dad, you got a story every time. This is great.
Was that time I fell asleep?
I'm saying, man.
That ain't fair.
I was crazy wild back in the day, man.
I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell. Rise, guys.